Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Recently, a friend of mine was saying that he doesn't measure his life in days or years. He said, do you know what the number 1440 is? And I said, no. Does anyone know what that number represents? 1440? I couldn't believe that I didn't know. It's the amount of minutes that are in a day. And he said to me, I measure my life in those minutes. And so he said that he was leaving the coffee shop about a week ago, and he saw a man who had like braces on his legs, and he noticed that his shoes were untied. And my friend was holding hot coffee, and he was running to a meeting that he was late for. And he noticed the man with the untied shoes because he measures his life in 1440. And so he put down his coffee and he tied his shoes. So it is so disgusting that we have a part of us that it wants us to focus on our ego being unworthy, which takes us down, man. It takes us right down. And it's all smoke and mirrors. And it's like being inside of like a bad cartoon where someone goes into a hell realm, you know, it just leads to nowhere good. And all the while, you get to tie that guy's shoes. And what do you get from that? Everything. Because in that 1 minute of your 1440 minutes, not only were you worthy, you were needed. And instead of wondering if you were worthy enough to change the world, you changed one person's world. You changed a whole world for a person. And could you change 1440 lives every day? Probably yes. But we're so worried about our worthiness. How am I prepared? What's happening for me? What didn't work yesterday? What's not going to work today? It's like, wow, missed opportunity, man. such a missed opportunity. And that's why if someone's like, what are you doing to prepare for next week? I'm like, nothing. I'm there for them. I'm there to be present. I'm not there to worry about myself. Do they like me? Am I impressive right now? Boy, would that be so exhausting. That would not be fun. But if I can just be there and actually be there without worrying about what I'm doing or saying that's earning their love, and instead just be like, hey, I'm here. Let's get into this. What are you thinking? What do you tell me? Tell me in the chat. How are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Let's do this. Let's do that. Whatever I feel like I could grasp, right? Because are you prepared to see the guy with the braces on his legs right now? No, it's just going to show up in a moment. And how are you prepared? Because love is always prepared. Love is always prepared. So you don't have to prepare. You just do it. You were born with that ability. That's power. Love is powerful. You don't have to prepare for it. And so instead of your mind saying to you every day, who are you to do this? You say back to your mind, who are you not to do this? I say when, I say how. Not only are you worthy, you're overqualified and it's enough already and let's go. There's people who need you. Let's move. Let's go. Right? And there's a zillion experiences like that just awaiting us. And that's when we're not focused so much on being liked and all the weight. It's like, I just got stuff I gotta heat. I gotta just get to it. I gotta just get to it. The time is up, right? And then you actually selfishly feel so good because you're in flow. You're not in ego. You feel in service. You feel needed. You're changing lives. It's amazing. It's all there for us. There's no amount of followers you need to do it. There's nothing else you need. And next thing you know, it's just amazing the opportunities that come to you because you're enjoying life. Puts you in a really high vibe and a really high state of gratitude. Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because everybody always goes to that place. Well, how do I do that? How do I do that? I'm like, I'm telling you the how. It's actually like a really juicy how. The how is that everything is energy. Everything is consciousness. That's the big reveal. That's the truth of the universe, right? And so the how is focusing and making it your business, right? To be more energy and less matter, right? To cast a frequency so that you are now a radio and a receiver. You're sending out music and you're hearing it back. That's the how. Turn the radio on, tap in, turn on, turn it on louder. That is the how, right? And then what happens is, this is how funny it is. It's a joke because then you take inspired action, which doesn't feel like work. And it doesn't feel like somehow, well, first you do this, then you add that. No, it actually just feels like something really fun. Like I'm drinking this green juice. I'm going to call my friend. I have a woman coming over later to like look at the hillside behind my house to see what she can build up there. Does that feel like my how? Just feels fun. Just feels fun. Just feels fun. Right? Mm-hmm. Just feels fun. So the inspired action, it shows up as fun. And then you go, but what's the how? Because the work has to happen, right? Where's the suffering? Where's the work? What's my move? What's my strategy? You know, that part that's not energy, it's a strategy. You know how that thing, what is it? What's the strategy that will make it move, right? Because ultimately I want things to move. And what do you really want to move? People, right? Because if you want collaborations or you want money, that comes from people. It's all people. But how do you want to move them? You want to move them through a strategy versus energy. Oh, okay. Well, there is no strategy. There's just energy. There's just presence. There's just embodying something that feels coherent that people want to be around. And then there's opportunities that start flowing toward you. And boy, you are busy taking lots of action. It just feels fun. So you forgot you're taking action because you're just so busy doing fun stuff. And you go, hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Wasn't this supposed to be a job? I must be missing out because I don't have the job. What am I doing? What's wrong with me? Why don't I have a job? Why don't I have stuff? Like, it's so funny. I have a friend who's a famous songwriter and she's like, well, for my job, I have to do this, this, and this. And I was like, that felt so weird to even read because what I always tell people is I don't have a job. I don't feel like I have a job because anything I'm doing is just the next fun thing that I feel like I need to do. It's just inspired action. I don't have a strategy. I don't have a job. People are like, you have 19,000 people signed up for your launch next week. What do you have prepared? I'm like, nothing. And they're like, no, really? Like, what is the infrastructure? I'm like, well, it's energy and I'm going to show up and give it and I'm going to receive it. And the woman yesterday, this woman was like, what's in the infrastructure? And I was like, I just told you what it is. And she could not get that that was the truth. And she's like, but you have like a script, or you have this thing. And I'm like, no, because what people need is the same thing I need, is I need an invitation to come home. I need to feel relief. I need to feel an ascension. That's the strategy. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be present. And that's it. That's all I have. I don't have anything else. And then people go, this feels different. I don't know what's happening. I just had 15 wake-ups, aha moments. I don't even know what this really is, but I'm just going to be in it. Just going to hang out here. So does it feel fun? Are you inspired? Do you feel energized? That's your strategy. That's the how. And when you do anything that way, write a book, start a podcast, open a restaurant, it's going to blow up. It's going to be so fun and so easy. So fun and so easy. That's the how. And that's why I love looking at science, right? I love looking at one person hitting a note on one tuning fork and then seeing the same note vibrate. I love watching us be able to take sound from somebody's vibration, the waves of the vibration that you cast, and watching whether it creates a coherent pattern or something chaotic. Wouldn't it be amazing if you had one of those apparatuses in your home? They exist. And you could measure your frequency every day and look at it. Watch what happens when those waves meet some sand that's spinning, and they can show you, oh, your energy right now is just printing. It's a 3D printer. Or, oh, your energy right now, nothing being printed. There's no form. There's no pattern. There's nothing coherent. It's all over the place. That means there's a lot of static in the Wi-Fi. No good. No cell reception. That's your how. And that's why I said you could have everything you want unless you, if you're willing to give up the belief you can't. And what's really happening is there's a part of you that goes, oh, this is so good. It just feels like an IV of like liquid sunshine. And another part of you goes, not today. Today won't be the day that I let go of the fact that if I don't have a strategy, I can't get what I want. And therefore I don't have a strategy, so I won't get what I want. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.